feeling overwhelmed by life's challenges, what if they're not holding you back, but lifting you up? Welcome to Blessed Beyond Hirsutism, hosted by Karen Alexandra. This podcast is for women with excess facial or body hair and anyone facing obstacles, ready to uncover their true strength and beauty. Join us for encouraging stories of healing, growth, and empowerment, all sprinkled with a little faith. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you tune in. Subscribe now and start your journey to being fearless, free, and forever loved.
Welcome to Blessed Beyond Hirsutism, the podcast uncovering the truth about who we are, fearless, free, and loved. I'm your host, Karen Alexandra, and I'm so thrilled you're here today. Before we begin, please subscribe and leave a rating. Subscribe so you won't miss any encouragement, and leave a rating. It helps more beautiful people like you discover the show faster. Now let's begin. Today, we're diving into a topic that's becoming more central in our lives, artificial intelligence, or AI. From smart assistants to social media algorithms, AI is quickly shaping how we live, work, and even how we see ourselves. But in a world that's moving so fast, where technology is constantly evolving, it's easy to wonder, what does it mean to be human in this digital age? For those of us navigating the challenges of hirsutism, a condition where hair grows in places typically associated with men, and really for anyone feeling overwhelmed by life's demands, it can be easy to feel left behind or like we're falling short. But even as AI continues to change our world, it's essential to remember one thing: our value and our beauty, inside and out, are not determined by technology. AI is powerful. It can predict our needs, help us manage our time, and even edit photos, create a perfect version of ourselves. But despite its impressive capabilities, there's one thing AI can't do. It can't understand our hearts. It can't grasp the depth of our emotions or our inner struggles. In a world where images can be filtered and perfectly curated, it can feel like there's more pressure to be flawless. And for many of us, especially those with hirsutism, it can feel like our natural selves aren't enough. But the truth is, no AI or digital filter can capture the essence of who we really are. Here's a quote from the author Brené Brown that I believe speaks to this beautifully. When we get to the place where we believe we are enough, we stop searching for it outside of ourselves. Our beauty, whether in the form of our physical appearance, our strength, or our character, doesn't come from being perfect or from fitting into a mold. It comes from the way we grow, evolve, and learn to love ourselves, even in the face of challenges. Just like a butterfly, our transformation isn't always easy, but it's always meaningful. With AI showing us curated images and endless social media feeds, it's easy to compare ourselves to others and feel like we're falling short. But comparison has never been helpful. Whether we're looking at someone's seemingly perfect life online or wondering why we don't measure up to an ideal created by technology, we're not seeing the full picture. In 2 Corinthians 10:12, it says, "We do not dare to classify or compare ourselves with someone who commends themselves. When they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise." This reminds us that comparison is a trap. It keeps us focused on others and distracts us from recognizing our own value. We are not meant to measure ourselves by someone else's standard, especially one created by technology or social media. AI is a tool that can be helpful and serve us, but it can't replace the connections we have with one another. It can't replicate the love, empathy, or the support we receive from those around us. For those of us living with hirsutism, it might seem like the world is focused on appearance, making it hard to feel seen or valued for who we are. But technology can't take away the beauty that comes from being authentic, compassionate, and kind. No filter our digital assistant can show the love and encouragement we share when we lean on one another. Let me ask you, how often do you find yourself comparing your real life to what you see online? How much do you let the digital world influence how you see your own worth? And what would it feel like if, instead of comparing yourself, you focus on embracing who you are as you are right now? AI might be able to predict our preferences, manage our calendars, or even suggest content we like, but it will never be able to define who we are. That power lies in our hands, in our hearts, and in the way we choose to love ourselves and others. You are not defined by the latest trends, the filters you see online, or the way the world tells you to look or act. You are beautifully, wonderfully made, and your worth isn't up for debate. So as we navigate this fast-paced, AI-driven world, let's not forget the most important thing. Our worth isn't determined by technology or the images we see on our screens. It's found in our humanity, our ability to love, to grow, and to be exactly who we were made to be. Thanks for joining me today. Subscribe, rate, and share. Subscribe so you won't miss any encouragement. You'll get notifications of new episodes. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a rating. It helps more beautiful people like you discover the show faster. And if someone came to mind while listening, share this with them. Until next time, be fearless, be free, and always remember, you are forever loved.
Loving the day, loving the way I look in the mirror. I got no fear, I'm feeling myself. Ring all the bells, I'm coming hot, not gonna stop. I'm liking my shoes, liking my shirt. I like how I move, skipping the dirt. I'm on top of the world, it feels so good.